Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
It's time for the Craig James Financial Report with Craig Ferentino, certified wealth strategist extraordinaire. He is president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville, Broad Hollow Road. The website, very important, craigjamesfinancial.com, especially when it comes to webinars and great events. craigjamesfinancial.com/events. Craig, a registered representative, Mr. Ferentino, offering services, securities, and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services, LLC, United Planners, not affiliated. Dow shot up about 140 yesterday. It's up about 200 now as we speak. Lots of happening. Sir, how are you?
Good, Jay. Good. Hope everybody in the studio, let's just get up, let's stretch a little bit. This is going to be a great day. I can't tell you. This is unbelievable. I am so excited. How are you feeling? All right?
I'm stretching right now, my friend. I got a bad back today, but I'm doing a little extra. You gave me a little bit of incentive there to kind of get it rolling here.
Get this thing moving. We're in the hole here. We were looking forward to a pullback. We had a pullback for several days there. I thought it was getting too hot too quickly, the market. Thankfully, it pulled back for a couple, 4 or 5 day losing streak there. And now it looks like we got some stuff going on. So I got some great stuff to report. I don't know if they have enough time. This may go an hour. I don't know. This is incredible. Anyway, let's keep talking here. U.S. equities ended higher with consumer discretionary sector leading the way. We had some great stock. We're up 140 points yesterday. We're flying up 230, 240 on the Dow today. We're at 27,288 on the Dow. The NASDAQ up 185 points, or 1.7% to 10,964. We have oil up almost to $40 a share. We have the 10-year Treasury at a 0.67. A lot happened in the last 24/48 hours. I mean, Nike came in with blowout earnings. Looks like Nike's doing really well there. It was almost a surprise because some of their stores are closed and people aren't buying sneakers, but they've done some things put in place, including online sales. They've done very, very well for themselves. We got, I don't know, we're so much going on here, Jay. So I'm just popping around. We have an agreement on the budget to extend the government to December 11th. So who thought that anybody was working? The House came out with a bill agreeing to, I hope you're reporting this, agreeing to get things going. The budget was going to expire soon. And so they agreed on a budget on the House side. It'll go to the Senate. There'll be some adjustments. But I think everybody's, that's looking very promising. So we're going to, the Senate's going to vote on it this week, and it's going to avert a partial shutdown. And now, mind you, the government shuts down Saturday, Sunday, after 5 o'clock, Friday, by the way. But, we're all worried about a shutdown. So this keeps the Democrats reached a deal with the White House on Farm Aid. And that's what kind of did it, ending a very partisan battle that prohibits any payments to fossil fuel refiners and importers, and includes roughly $8 billion in additional nutrition funding. So we got a they threw some nutrition funding, but they also got the fossil fuel refiners in there too. So you could use things like ethanol. They were trying to eliminate that, which would hurt a lot of farmers. So we moved away from that. We got Johnson & Johnson, who's doing a 60,000-person phase 3 clinical trial, twice the size of your normal phase 3 clinical trial. They have a single-dose vaccine, and it's the fourth experimental COVID-19 drug to enter its final testing stage in the United States. So we're past second base. We're coming around third base right now. This is so that's out there, and so that's a huge player, as you know. We also have Moderna's in there, and you could throw AstraZeneca's in there. There's a couple that are in there. You can guess who the four are. Pfizer's in there, so that's your four right there. So you look at that. We have some incredible news here. Also, this the way things are lining up, I thought this would be the disaster RBG passing away, but it seems like everybody's lined up politically. So they, instead of all this uncertainty and what happened around Brett Kavanaugh, none of that nonsense is going to have is going to come out. So that shows the market. That shows us. I'm not being political. It shows us the stability out there. People are starting to get it. You know, I saw some people on TV screaming about it yesterday, saying how bad that was, but we should wait, all this stuff. And we've heard it before. We've been down that road. Nobody's buying it. Today we got earnings of General Mills, Synthesis. Who else is out there? H.B. Fuller. And stock futures are looking up. And in terms of any economic news today, we don't have there's no major economic news for today. So we're good. We had good numbers yesterday, obviously, on the Michigan index was very good. So we're all in good shape here, Jay.
Yeah, good vote. You know, you expected it. Should have been done a long time ago. Listen, it's going to help the farmers, right? There seems to be non-alignment these days with the farmers. My goodness, what a beating they've taken over the last few months. 359 to 57. It'll extend the government funding through the 11th of December. You kind of expected it, but, you know, too much political football. Too much political football as far as this was concerned. And once again, you know, all eyes on Nancy Pelosi here, you know, because, you know, you expected this. What, I mean, the farmers didn't do it. You know, the only reason why, in my opinion, I don't really get political with you, but you know the deal. I mean, farmers align themselves with Republicans and the president, and that's why you had this political football being played. So that's why you had a little bit of a delay, but they got it done, thank goodness. And we shall see, my friend. So.
There's a lot of land. If you look at the United States, there's a lot of, just look, squint your eyes at the map or something. There's a lot of land. There's a lot of farmers. There's a good number of it, but they're not the majority. I mean, if you take a state that's got 80-90% farmland and has a city or two, you'll lose to the cities because there's just not enough farmers. So it's important that the small guy, you know, gets to be heard. And I think that's very, very important. We have farmers here on Long Island. We think of farmers, you know. I was sitting next to somebody on a flight once. And he goes, oh, my husband owns a farm. I go, great. I go, how many acres? I'm thinking maybe 100 acres. And they said something like 75,000 acres. I go, that's not a farm. That's a county. You know, that's incredible. They had all the sophisticated machinery to farm it. I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, basically the farmers, you know, they're just working for some other company because they're told what to grow. You know, these people are growing sugar beets, which is very popular anyway. So, and we think we have farmers here on Long Island. We think it's like, oh, that's out west, you know, whatever. No, we have farmers, and a lot of them qualify for these aids. You can go up on the North and South Fork, and then even in western Suffolk County, there are farmers. And Nassau has a few farms. So we're, you know, it's not just our people. So it's important for us, too. But there's so few of them that their votes don't really matter. But in this case, they did.
Anybody who thinks they can't get enough information on this particular program, Craig just stated 75,000 acres. If you are thinking equivalent to miles, please, I'll answer the call. 117 square miles. Good stuff there, Craig.
Wow. Good job.
That's a lot.
Very good.
That's good stuff. Listen, we're right on it, right? I mean, come on. We look forward to the morning. Hopefully another good day here.
Yes, Jay. Let's keep on top of it. Thank you, my friend. Thanks for your show. Great shows.